The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis, with your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro. This program will catapult your awareness in the mastery of power, influence, and persuasion. Journey to the uncharted conversations of human interactions and discover your winning capital. Now, from the boardroom to the bedroom with Suzanne Z. Pedro.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Today's episode, From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, I want you to hold your breath, take my hand, and we will journey with my guest into the unknown, past the cobwebs of all things that go bump in the dark recesses of your mind, body, and spirit. Just in time for All Hallows Eve, Halloween, my guest, Michael the Ghost Guy, Rollin, will explore and guide you and empower you. Those haunting memories or the activities that go in your nightmares, in your daily lives, Michael will take us on a journey to show you how to rid or even collect them if that's what you wish. So let's get in the spirit of things. And I'm going to welcome Michael, my ghost guy, Rollins. Just a little something to let you know about him. For over a decade, he's internationally known and respected for his work relating to removing spirits, clearing negative energies, energetic healing of people, and empowering others. He has many courses and workshops. And Michael, of course, has been featured in many, many newspapers, online articles, and interviewed on radio, television, and internet broadcasts like this. So I love to welcome Michael Rollin, my ghost guy for the day. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you very much for inviting me to participate.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure's all mine. I'm sure it's going to be very illuminating because the darkness for some people, they just get, you know, overwhelmed. And I like to first begin and ask you, I understood for like 25 years you were a corporate executive. How, Michael, how did you enter this new dimension, this field?
Well, it was really quite by accident. I had decided to leave the corporate world and do something different. So I bought a guest lodge. And it had 10 guest rooms, and we hosted groups. And there was this one fellow who contacted me from Spokane, Washington, and said that, you know, he kind of did this work and would like to do some training and was considering using our facility. So I invited him up to have a weekend and check the place out, and he did. And so over the next 2 to 3 years, he brought people in from the States all over the U.S. to train them in this energetic healing modality that he had developed over his lifetime. And I saw such a change in the people that from the first day to the last day, the courses were 16 days. So there are 4 days over 4 times a year. And I would see such a change in these people that I thought, well, geez, I think I might be interested in learning how to do this.
Wow, Michael, do some people have this ability to attract, you know, that those energies, regardless whether they malevolent or they positive? Is it just random?
Well, it does. It can be random. The earthbound spirits and which we call ghosts tend to be attracted to people who have similar energy, and so you might say, well, then in my experience, female ghosts will attach mostly to women, and male ghosts will attach to men, and children tend to attach to children.
Really? That's interesting.
It is. It's not always the case, but generally speaking, like most things, 80% of the time, that probably is true. And they attach randomly, and because of the energy they feel of coming from the person.
Well, let me ask you this. Sometimes I understand negative energies. They can disguise themselves as innocence or something familiar to you to draw you into a place of not really for the purpose of being good, but to trick and deceive and even defy you. So how would you know when you do encounter a similar spirit that you think is like you, but it's really a negative entity?
Until a person has an experience and kind of can differentiate between the thoughts and feelings that are their own versus the thoughts and feelings of something that might be attached to them. Most people who contact me usually are having some sort of repeated problem in their lives that makes no sense to them. Either they'll feel angry when, you know, there's no reason to feel angry, or they'll feel a lack of success. You know, every time they step out to do something, there's a million roadblocks. We really, since the energies attach to our energy field, they then they work through our own emotions and mind and brain. It's very subtle as to what can be what can be felt by the host, what I call the host person, right?
Right, it could be very disconcerting because I understand that it could cause you physical ailments, and a lot of people don't think right away, well, like you said, you know, this anger, depression, whatever, is really being manifested from a negative or even a positive entity that has broached into your energy field. So I guess my question is, I'm sure you have a lot of tips and tricks to be able to discern, like how do you know when it's not a physical malady as opposed to spiritual?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, most of the clients that I've had that have a physical type of ailment, I had, for example, I had one woman who I cleared her home, and it was a family, and I cleared them and their home. And in their home was a number of elderly, or how should I say this? They're ghosts who died when they were alive, who died of old age, and they all died of heart attacks.
Huh.
And so, you know, again, like attracts like, right? And so so they were around the house. There was about 7 or 8 of them. And since if anybody's sensitive, they can then start to feel that energy of those spirits. So I cleared the house, and then I was explaining to the family that, that, you know, because they all died of heart attacks, I would suspect that somebody in the home would be feeling like they had heart condition or were having that kind of an experience. And they both looked at the woman, the mother, and she said, yes, she'd been going to the doctor for more than a year. Because she felt like she was having heart attacks and they could never find anything. And so I said to her, well then, you know, see how you feel over the next while. And I saw her about a year later and she said, you know, since I had done the clearing that there was, she had not felt that way since. So again, if someone is going to the doctor and they can't figure out what's going on with them, then it could be energetic.
And then a lot of people are scared to even broach the subject because people might think that they're a little off balance or whatever. But I'd like you to explain to my audience. A lot of people don't understand what. When you mean clearing and cleansing of a home, we have like 3 minutes before break. If we could just start off with on that roll, I'd love you to tell us about it, Michael.
Sure. The what happens is that these energies opportunistically attach to our energy fields or that of our home. And so what I'm doing is I check into the energy field of the home to see what may be there. And then once, if there is something there, and not everybody has something, but if there is something there, then we go through a process to remove those energies and then heal and seal the field, the energy field of the home, because it all attaches at the energetic level.
Now, there's something also too called ley lines that maybe your house is situated and it really has nothing to do with you as an individual, but just being where your location is. Is that a possibility that the individual happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or living in the wrong place at the time?
And certainly ley lines are sort of like latitude and longitude, except they're energetic lines and they're not, they're places of energetic, energy flows around the globe. And where they cross have always been, how shall I say it, have been places of center or power centers for people who are sensitive. Now, in our society today, we're not very sensitive to these energies. We've sort of disconnected. But in previous cultures, these power centers were used for rituals and celebrations and that sort of thing, and not always were they positive. And I did have a client whose house, whose property was situated at one of these intersections, and there was what you might call a vortex was created through which negative energies would come.
Well, we're getting ready to go to break, Michael. So
okay.
We're going to be coming back with my ghost guy, Michael Rollins, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that vortex. We'll be right back. Thank y'all.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you a business innovator or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness Presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Shh, we're back with the ghost guy, Michael Rollins, and he was just getting ready to talk about how when ley lines cross, that sometimes it opens a vortex, which also, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, is that also known as a portal to the other side?
Yes, it's a place where energies sort of collect and travel through through in a concentrated way.
And aren't there different, like, conducive, like water, limestone, high voltage magnetic fields? Does that also give the entities, the spirits, the ghosts, a supplement of charge for them to be able to manifest?
Everything is essentially energy, and quantum physics has essentially proven that, energy and information. So whether we're talking about a rock or a crystal or a piece of wood, really, it's all comes from energy. It's, have you heard of people who use pendulums to get answers? And,
sure, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my courses, people bring their pendulums because, to me, everybody has a gift and can use it in their own way. And so people bring a pendulum to my courses and they're always, these crystals and special rocks and so forth. And I bring a few for those people who do not have a pendulum, and they're a string and a washer, just a plain metal washer.
Right.
And they all work.
And it's amazing that you said that because when a pregnant woman, somebody puts exactly with the straight pin or whatever right over her stomach, the pregnancy and the direction it spins. It's remarkable how many times and predictable, accurate, whether it's going to be a boy or girl. And that just totally amazed me. But so, yeah, there is something in a core of us, inner energy, being able to, I don't know how to say it, I guess, like you just said, particles can't be destroyed. They just turn over into a new form of energy. So energies must be always connecting and communicating. And not to rush you, but I don't think we finished about the cleansing. Like, you see in all these ghost shows and stories that, you know, they're using these mechanical devices to be able to communicate, or whether it's smoke and mirrors. And I was just wondering, what do you use when you go in to cleanse a house?
Actually, the process that I use is, most of my work is done remotely, so I'm not actually in the person's physical home.
Oh my gosh, and, that's amazing.
Yeah, because energy doesn't take any time to travel. I mean, it's instantaneous. I mean, we think of light and traveling at the speed of light, but energy travels much faster than the speed of light because we are all in this energetic soup. And so I liken it to making a long distance energetic call. So the process of creating sacred space and centering my field and grounding, and during that process, there's a unified energetic field created. So if you think of ourselves as having an aura or a bubble of energy around us, and there's also a bubble of energy or something similar around a house, is that when I connect energetically, I can feel or sense what's going on in that house or with that person or their pet or their child or whatever. And so it's kind of like there's a long-distance energetic call and I'm getting feedback.
Wow.
So I don't use instruments. I mean, there's lots of people who do. And, the instruments measure the fact that there might be something there and or can hear a voice or those sorts of things. And, yeah, some people think it might be smoke and mirrors. But in my experience, it's not. I had a client who in New York City, and I'm on the other side of the country, and she sent me photos of this orb, this bright orb that was floating in her home. And it was really interesting because the photo was taken on a sunny day, and you can see her shadow in the photo, and there's this bright orb sitting there. And,
No, I was just saying, oh my gosh, I mean, and to get a picture back and you look at it and you got to be taken back. And that's when she picked up the phone and called you, or emailed you.
She emailed me and sent me the picture. And yes, there was an earthbound spirit, and that orb was essentially an earthbound spirit, and the spirit of a woman who had died about 20 years previously. And so this gal said to me, don't do anything with it, I just needed to know, and I'll get back to you in a week or 10 days or something. And I thought that was a little odd, but people are odd. So she got back to me within a couple of weeks and said, I just had these ghost hunters come in with their equipment.
Uh-huh.
And yes, their meter went right off the scale when this orb was around. So I feel confident that what you're telling me is correct. So I thought it was great because even though she may have doubted what I had to say, she went and got a second opinion, and the second opinion using mechanical things confirmed what I already knew.
You validated, that. And I guess sometimes you have to have more than one opinion, and when strange things happen, which I also understand that pets are very good at being able to sense the paranormal around them. They obviously they have a keen sense of sense, and I know this sounds crazy, but can pets become like possessed or?
Yes, they can actually.
Really?
It's really interesting because pets are cats, dogs, animals are not, shall we say, they're attuned to different frequencies. We as human beings can only see, hear, and within certain frequency ranges. And of course, animals can see and hear beyond those frequencies. That's why they have dog whistles and that sort of thing. And so, So they tend to be more sensitive and can see things. So lots of people contact me because their cat is chasing something around the room, or it keeps looking in a particular corner. And so, yes, they can get things attached to them. I mean, I had one family where the cat had this this older woman attached, this older woman's spirit attached, because she had died and not crossed over, and attached to this cat because she loved cats.
Oh. Well, Michael, do you think the people that are the entities that do not cross over, is it because, more or less, I don't know if you have the answer to this, but more or less, do they have the fear of crossing over, or are they just so much can't relinquish their earthbound life, or that they don't even know they're dead?
Yeah, it's all of those things. It's, there's quite a variety of reasons that, that you know, have come where an earthbound spirit doesn't cross over. A lot of times it's because they want to stay with loved ones, whether it's a grandparent and grandkids, or a mother and their children, spouses, family members. You know, they all want, they want to stay together, and they're not done yet. And so they don't cross over. And other people, depending on their religious beliefs, feel that they may be judged and may end up going to the other place, right? And so they don't want to go. And, you know, and depending on their lifestyle and what they've done in their lives, you know, I can see why people might think that. But there is only one place that we go. We all go through the light. And yeah, and other people don't feel worthy to cross over.
And Michael, what's the big comparison I've heard is that, you know, we got upon our death, the same stories you hear over and over, that the people didn't quite make it, but it's that dark tunnel until they see the light. But then I also heard that's just like what birth is, going through that dark tunnel until they see light. So it's like a continuum of life and death. Just, you know, the searching the passage and then grabbing hold of the light and finding, you know, your new dimension, whether it's Earth again or, well, I can't tell you where. All I know is I heard something. Is it the border plane?
And, you know, and I think, you know, that we hear that frequently. And, you know, what really is going on, I'm not sure, but we will all find out eventually. But it seems like there's a window of opportunity where people can cross over. And if they choose not to, for whatever reason, is that this window closes and they stay kind of trapped in between. And this is what we call earthbound spirits, because they haven't crossed over, but they're still kind of earthbound.
Well, during break, I love this. With being Halloween nearby, is there much more activity with the ghost out this time of the year? And I love it because during break you said, this is your Christmas time. And with 2 minutes before break, I'd love to ask you when we can start off and come back, but why are the spirits more active during this time of the year? I'm just confounded.
It's simple, very simple. They're not really more active at this time of the year. It's just that we're more aware because we're more in tune with what's going on around us.
Ah, well, that makes sense. I mean,
it's all about us, right? We're just more aware and more tuned into that. And so, therefore, people tend to have more activity. But that activity takes place year-round.
So we're not drawing them more into us. They just, like you just said, that it's our awareness. It's not really their awareness, because they always aware of us.
Yes, so, they're always there, yeah.
So with that, we're going to be going to break with Michael, my ghost guy, Rollin. And when we come back, I'd love to ask you, because you referenced something about the core connection movement, which I think you need to go in a little bit more detail. So when we'll be back after the break, we'll be talking about the core. Did I pronounce that right? Connection?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but yes.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. We'll be back with Michael. Thank you.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Do you feel like sometimes you just don't know where to start with your health and fitness routine? Every week, you can hear from people who have been where you feel that you are right now and find out how they moved forward and are living their best lives ever. It's called Lifestyle 360, and your host is Nicole Monier. Get inspired to take control of your health and your life. Tune into Lifestyle 360 every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And back with my ghost guy, Michael Rollins. And this is the time of the year that, well, like I said, it's his Christmas. So we were discussing when an individual finds that their energy field has been penetrated and they reach out and contact you, and you went through some of the steps of how you would go about cleansing. But you also have something called, that was referenced as, the core connection movement. Could you describe that a little bit more?
Yes, actually, it's a core connection is a form of getting in tune with who we are and those issues and problems that we face at an emotional level and at a physical level and at an energetic level. And it's done through a form of expressive dance. And it's really quite an interesting modality to actually just move energy so that it helps us to get grounded as individuals and helps us to release many of the you know, sort of dysfunctional emotions and beliefs and values that are messing up our lives, or what we would call messing up our lives. Everything is always in divine right order, but you know, and so is our desire to change it. So this is a form of really being able to move that energy without having to, say, go through years of psychoanalysis, or to go back to those times of trauma in our lives that created a block in the energy, that sort of thing. And so it's really a way for people to move that through movement.
Excuse me, isn't that exactly, you know, what the ritualistic tribal dancing, what they did way back, you know?
Exactly. It's very similar to that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a throwback to, so they knew something way back then that, you know, we just now, you know, implementing as a pure and, like you said, energetic means to clear the spirits without paying thousands and thousands of dollars to a therapist. So,
right, yes.
You know, I like that. And are you able to, when you do remote, is that like remote viewing?
It's kind of like that. It's, well, with me, it's kind of remote sensing. You know, I don't actually see anything, but I feel it. It goes into my energy field, and then I can feel it, because it's like my field becomes the field of the house, and so we're 100% connected, and in that way, I can feel what's going on in the house. And, you know, when I connect to a person's energy field, you know, I get a sense of who they are and as people, and which is, you know, everything, all our information is contained in our energy field. So it's really, to me, very sacred when somebody gives me permission to access their energy field. And I only access it to find energies that no longer serve.
Because, Michael, do you have to have, like, them send you, you know, pictures of their house? And I heard some objects are able to retain and possess past owner spirits. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, do you have to have somebody send you some, you know, item of, you know, a past person or something from the household, or themselves that are feeling afflicted?
My approach to working with a person's house and the energy fields, I look at the house and everybody who lives in it as a system. It's an energetic system, because we share energies all the time. And so in a household, if you have something attached to the house and you clear it, and somebody who lives there has something attached to them, then it can reattach. Then that too can attach to the house. So I work with everybody's energy field in the house and everybody who lives there.
Now, is this a long process, Michael, or...
Well, I offer a free evaluation primarily, and it takes about, you know, a half an hour to 40 minutes to identify what's there. Wow. And then if people decide that they want to go ahead and do a clearing, and that's entirely up to them, then it takes about another half hour to 45 minutes. It's a process that takes time. So that's... how it's time-wise it splits up that way.
Yeah, you know, you seem like, as you describe you and yourself and your process and the different modalities that you use, it seems like you're a highly tuned empath. that.
An empath is really somebody who feels energies, and that's mm-hmm. kind of the way I do it. I also get some knowings that come in. My belief is that everybody has intuitive abilities. We all have them. We're all born with them, and it's just that we don't use them because we have nobody saying to us that you have these things and you can use them. You know, we're trained to look at the physical world and only the physical world.
I bet. Do you have a lot of people that, you know, are seeking free evaluation and they actually don't have ghosts in their homes, but that they're reaching out to you for, I don't know, whatever reason it might be, but whether they're skeptics or something like that, does that come across your energy field a lot?
Yeah, actually it does. I mean, I get lots of people who are just curious. And I'm okay with that. And some people who are, you know, really skeptical, and I can understand that completely because I came from the corporate world, and, you know, I would have thought when I was in my corporate days that somebody like me was a total flake. And so now I'm a flake, and you know, it seems quite different from this side of the fence. So I understand people's skepticism, and, you know, for me that's okay. And there's lots of people and lots of homes that don't have anything attached to them, other than maybe some energetic cords or connections that don't serve them in some way.
Now, I'm not familiar with energetic cords. Is that like the 11th dimension strings or something like that?
No, really what it is, it's kind of like, if you think of it as a telephone line, a copper wire, mm-hmm. and we plug into places that we feel good about, you know, vacation spots, our homes, people we know, people we love. I mean, it's quite common and normal to have energetic connections between spouses and mothers and children and fathers and children and our friends and relatives and that sort of thing. And these energetic cords help to keep us connected with those that we love and care for. Over time, you know, we move from a house that we were connected to before, and, or, you know, somebody passes on in our lives who we're connected to, and those energetic cords are still there and no longer serve us. So it's really about disconnecting those cords because they draw energy from our field.
But, Michael, that reminds me, I don't know if you heard this show, The Ghost Inside My Child. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't, no.
Where the young children at very young age, they recollect either being, you know, in a past death in, like in the World Trade Center or something like that, and the parents do the research, and the information they have is just, it's overwhelming. Then the child is really afflicted about living this past life and saying, I had another mommy and daddy. So I'm wondering, is this, I guess it would be a reincarnation. So can, in your ability to say that there is ghosts being resurrected?
I can, you know, I would say that's more likely their own past life. You know, now, lots of people don't believe in past lives. I just happen to. Because of the work that I do, I've had experiences around that and healings that have taken place in past lives. So I can be healed in this life. And so I really believe that that these children or people are recollecting a past life that they had lived and experienced.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Well, we're getting ready to go to break with Michael again, my ghost guy. Perfect time of the year. And when we come back, I'd love you, Michael, to share some of the really terrifying, scariest moments that you've experienced in all. past a decade that you've been doing that. So we'll be back with Mike Rollin, My Ghost Guy. Thanks.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The stress of home life, work life, and personal life converge on us on practically a daily basis. Yet, so rarely do we let others see our real selves. And we carry on like we don't have a single problem. We need to connect and to find out we're not alone. Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadek to find out not only what's been created, but the story behind it. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Master your reality and manifest your desires effortlessly. Listen to The Trivedi Effect to find out how raising your level of consciousness can totally transform every aspect of your life. Hosted by Mahendra Kumar Trivedi with Trivedi Master Alice Branton, our program will spotlight the nearly 4,000 documented scientific studies that have proven the transformational impact of this energy extends beyond humans to all living and even non-living matter. Tune in Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel or Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And back with my ghost guy, Michael Rollin. And this is where I told you earlier in the intro to take a deep breath and take my hand and listen to him regale some of the stories that he had over his past decade of experience and what was the most compelling and whatever the scariest or just hair-raising experience he had. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. It's interesting because, you know, I really don't have a lot of fear around ghosts or negative energies or any of that because it seems that the world and Hollywood want to create fear around it. And really, there isn't a lot of fear, but the experiences can be fearful. And you know, I have a lot of clients who've had some really interesting experiences, and I can share some of those. And then I've had one real personal experience. Maybe I should start with the personal experience.
Oh, yes, please do.
It was really quite unnerving, if you will, and it's the only time in my in my career that I've actually been fearful. And I was working with a woman who had anger issues. She had rage issues, and it was I was doing the energetic healing modality, not just a clearing, but a healing modality to remove some of the energetic blocks around that, and maybe and heal that issue. And so during the process, this woman was a Mormon, and you know, she wouldn't swear or say anything terrible without, you know, even if she had a mouthful of stuff. And so she started, her voice shifted as I'm going through the energetic healing. Her voice shifted to this this deeper sort of voice and started swearing and cursing and all of those things. And I'm going, holy mackerel, what's happening here? Right? And I'm thinking, she's shifted. What have I done? What have I done?
Oh, my God.
We always go into our own experience and say, you know, we screwed up somehow. But, you know, we, so I just sort of stuck with it and realized that this was an earthbound spirit who had attached to her at birth. And he was saying things like, she's mine, you know. She's mine. You can't have her. I am not leaving. You know, and like, and with a few sort of cursing words in there too. And so, like, I was having a bit of a freak out because, you know, it, you know, I didn't expect it. I didn't expect to be talking to it. And so. So to make a sort of a longer story short, it I had a discussion with this angry, rageful spirit, and eventually got it to agree to crossing over and letting her go. And so we went through that process, and when we were done, this woman had absolutely no recollection of it.
Oh, my gosh.
None whatsoever. So, and that kind of freaked me out, too, that we could be possessed to that degree and have that experience, which I was having with her, and she had no recollection of it.
Oh, Michael, I mean, isn't there like three stages of possession? I can't remember them all. It's...
I don't know, you know, I'm not familiar with the three stages of possession, but man, you know, that was the one that totally freaked me out, you know, and had been with her since birth, and she had rage issues and anger issues, and that's why she came in the first place for healing.
Gosh, I mean, to be able to, after all those years and dealing with what she had to deal with, and then, like you said, that we all connected, that she was able to find you, connect with you, and for you to be able to confront and do your process, your magic, and rid her of a lifelong time of just pure misery and rage. And that's what I like you to be able to talk about, like your website, that people can go to your website, and I'll let you go from there, but you offer free evaluations. And what's the process when somebody calls you or emails you?
That, you know, the website is www.healinghauntedhouses.com, and I offer a free evaluation on there because, you know, from my perspective, there's no point in anybody proceeding with a clearing if they have nothing there. And there's lots of homes that have nothing and lots of people who have nothing. And so, you know, there's no point in proceeding further. Once the free evaluation is completed, then and people want to proceed with a clearing session, then they can. I send them an invoice. The clearing of a person's house and everybody who lives in it, including the pets, and is $95.
Wow,
so it's not, it's, and you know, I don't personally believe that people should suffer because they don't have enough money. So I haven't changed my prices in 10 years. And you know, and there are some that children under, you know, sort of the age of 14 who contact me, I do for free.
Oh my, that's,
because, you know, usually it's very permission based, the work that I do, and, you know, their parents may not believe that this is happening for them, And, you know, the kids are pretty internet savvy these days. And so, so if they contact me and they're, you know, in a lot of cases, they're just having reoccurring bad dreams. They can't sleep. They're seeing things on the way to school, you know, or, you know, that sort of thing. Then, you know, I clear them and they're home for free. But that since their parents don't believe, I can't even check their field because I don't have their permission.
Oh, so, I mean, you definitely have to have a full range of permission.
Yes, yeah, because accessing somebody's energy field is a very personal and intimate experience. Because everything they are, everything they will be, exists in that place. And so...
Michael, how do you protect yourself before going into one of your cleansings just in case you're not coming up against some kind of malevolent?
The best way for anybody to protect themselves against negative energies is to live a positive life and be positive about themselves and positive about the world around them. That kind of keeps our frequency, if you want to use the term frequency, keeps our frequency higher, and therefore these energies tend not to attach because the negative energies tend to be low vibrating. So if we can remain positive and, you know, connected with what, you know, I term as this energy that is greater than us, whether we want to call it God or universal spirit or source or whatever we want to term it, that there is something there that that we can access and we can all access. And in my courses, I teach people how to access this realm with their own intuitive abilities.
Well, Michael, that was a great piece of advice. And again, we're getting ready to close. If you can give your website address one more time for everybody, I appreciate it, before you go.
Okay, it's www.healinghauntedhouses.com.
And I encourage everybody, you know, like I said, he just doesn't clean, you know, the haunted houses, but he re-energizes you and gets rid of energy vampires or anything bringing down your positivity. So thank you, my ghost guy, Michael Rollins, and I appreciate you being my guest for this special time of the year. Thank you
very much, Suzanne.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure, truly.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Y'all have a great Halloween. Thanks. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro, will be back again next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis. We hope you'll join us as well.